previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana says he's not focusing on raising taxes, but does not rule them out. Speaking at the inaugural Bloomberg Africa Business Summit in Johannesburg, Godongwana was asked if the South African economy was at a turning point. He replied that he was quite positive and pointed to structural reforms and the government bringing down the fiscal deficit. We're on the right course, said the minister. And speaking at the same summit, billionaire Patrice Motsepe, who said the country needed to shake off its reputation for high crime levels if it wanted to attract more investment. South Africa, he said, had enormous potential, with some of the best businesses and best CEOs. But he described a conversation with a foreign executive considering setting up operations in the country. He asked me, said Motsepe, is it safe? Because I need to bring some of my smartest people and want to make sure that their families are safe. Motsepe concluded that it's a reflection of the country's bad name and the bad reputation. As he was speaking, former Minister of Public Enterprises Malusi Gigaba was appearing in the Palm Ridge Specialized Commercial Crime Court, charged with taking bribes from companies linked to the Guptas. Alongside Gigaba and facing similar charges, former Transnet CEOs Brian Molefe and Siyabonga Gama, former Transnet CFO Anoj Singh, former Transnet Chief Procurement Officer Tamsankwa Jiane. Gigaba has denied all the charges. Pick n Pay's founding family, the Ackermans, have cut their stake in the group from 26.7% to 18.2%. They've sold 64 million Pick n Pay shares to large fund managers, raising 1.6 billion rand. This is a move to pay down debt taken on last year to fund Pick n Pay's rights offer. Don't forget, though, that as founders, they hold shares with special voting rights, so their voting power on company issues is now around 37% from 49% previously. Pick n Pay founded by the late Raymond Ackerman in 1967. On the markets, the JSE came off quite sharply last evening, with both the All Share and Top 40 down 1.7% at the close. London's FTSE down 1.3%. In New York, the Dow ended down 1.1%, the S&P 500 down 0.8%, the Nasdaq down 1.2%. Tokyo this morning up 0.3%, Hong Kong down 0.2%, Sydney just below flat. US dollar unchanged at 1.16 to the euro, the rand at 17.19 to the dollar, 19.92 to the euro, 22.60 to sterling. Gold at 4,076, platinum 1539, Bitcoin just under 92,000, Brent crude oil just over $64.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.